You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Hello, this is Dave, and this is Banzai Retro Club. Can you dig it? So, gonna move forward with the 140 essential 1980s movies, as put out by the article Rotten Tomatoes. The article is not called Rotten Tomatoes, but the good people over at Rotten Tomatoes put together that article. And so, my goal is to do one of these mini discussions, which is just going to be random thoughts on each one of these movies until I finish. So I'm really at the beginning of this whole endeavor, and I'm over at 139. So if you listened to the last episode, you heard me ramble a little bit about St. Elmo's Fire, and the topic today is Flashdance. So first off, what was written on the website itself says that the critics' consensus is it's all style and very little substance. Flashdance boasts eye-catching dance sequences and benefits from appealing performance from Jennifer Beals, but its narrative is flat-footed. So I assume that's why it's pretty low on the list, but it still makes the essential 80s movies list. This is the part where I confess that I have never seen it. So it's not something that was on my radar and anything that really was of interest to me. And even now, in my ripe old age of 47, I'm going to go on the record to say that I will probably go the rest of my days without ever having seen this movie. I don't see it happening. When I'm sitting down, looking through movies to watch on Netflix or Hulu or whatever, you know, on demand, I know I've seen this movie listed, but I never click to watch it. So the sequences, oh, not the sequence, you know, what I think is what might make me want to, I don't say want, but let's say what may change where I would actually see this movie is if my wife said, you know what, I really want to watch an 80s movie, and this is the one. So that's not going to happen. Flashdance, I don't even think is on her radar. So I'm almost sure that would never, ever come up. Now, if one of my kids somehow got a hankering to watch an 80s movie and they said that they wanted to watch this with me, once again, I don't ever see that happening, but it could. And if it did, I don't know if I would deny, furthering the education of my children for the love of the 80s. So, yeah, that's about the only way that's going to happen, but I just don't see that happening. Unlike St. Elmo's Fire, as I've noticed that when I Googled for scenes for Flashdance, really the only thing that came up of note, which, once again, having not seen it, I don't know if I really know anything of note, but the final dance sequence. And what it looked like was that her character was doing some sort of dance performance for some judges. So it's very much like the judge sequence for Breaking, where they're they have a bunch of people that are maybe selecting somebody for some sort of dance competition or recital or whatever it is, and they were judging her. But what happens that's a little different is this ends up with a typical 1980s trope where after the end of it, you really don't see that she had gotten chosen, but you see her kind of running towards a guy with, I believe it was a Porsche, and a dog with a bow in his around his collar. And a handsome dude. So she's happy. So it means that she got the part or got whatever it was that she did. But then they had that moment where he was there and, grabbed her and, swung her around. It was very much like an officer and a gentleman kind of a thing. So it kind of mishmashed some tropes with a romance thing at the end, with the sequence of the rich dude, kind of like a Pretty Woman kind of thing, where he saves her from, the life that I guess she had, being, this well-to-do, good-looking rich guy, and, officer and gentleman, takes her away and saves her from, the life that she was in, which I think she was a Walter, if I remember right. Steel Mill Walter. And that Bar Dancer by Night. So I assumed by that sequence that she got her dream to become a dancer and, she got the rich dude. So I don't know if that's 100% correct, but based on what I saw in that sequence, I'm going to go with it. And I can go the rest of my days really not even being corrected. But I'm interested in knowing your thoughts. If you do want to shoot me an email, dave@bonsairetroclub.com, to say, hey, Dave, you're way off base. You're missing one of the greatest movies from the 1980s, and you should get off your high horse and watch it. I'd love to hear that feedback. Some other thing that's interesting to note was we had kind of like a closed Twitter group, and there's a lot of us that really interact with each other, and we share retro content, and we've been calling ourselves a retro club. And I floated the idea out that I was going to go through and do these 140 essential 80s movies, and I have gotten feedback from a lot of them that said they want to co-host when I hit certain movies. So I've gotten Retro Rambler, Old School Evil, Rediscover the 80s, and Real Ouija Midget Reviews to kind of, say that they want to take part in this idea. So some of these shows are going to have co-hosts, which is kind of exciting. But as I stated, I told them, hey, it's going to be kind of a very short sequence. I don't want to have it go longer than 15, 20 minutes. So we're going to keep it at that. So it's not going to be a very long show. The other thing that I wanted to go back to Flashdance for is, I guess there is like an iconic scene that's in here that has been replayed over and over again throughout the years, in different movies, is the, when she's like on a chair and then she like grabs something and then there's a big dose of water that goes all over her. So I know that that's been done over and over again. The thing that comes to mind is Tommy Boy, when they're squirting him with a hose to clean him up from after he's been in the mud. And then he's kind of doing the flash dance sequence. So, I appreciate the movie for giving us that iconic scene that's been redone over and over again. In some ways in a comedy kind of mechanism. So, the song "What a Feeling," another thing that is kind of a somber thing that I remember from back in grade school. My cousin actually had gotten into a car accident with her two daughters, and one of them had actually died. It was a drunk driver. And the reason why this kind of hooks into that song, "What a Feeling," is that I remember that she was really popular at school. So she would have been with my second cousin. And we went to the same school, and I remember that there was a chorus that she was part of, and part of the, I remember the program had said, you know, that this was in honor of Robin, and one of the songs, it was a girl that I had a crush on, and I forgot her name now, but she was performing "What a Feeling," and at least she did the solo part before the whole chorus joined in. And I just remember that, here's this girl that I, Tina, I suddenly remember her name, Tina. I had a crush on Tina, and she started to do the beginning of the song as a solo, but then the whole chorus jumped in. And I just remember the program was in honor of, or in memoriam of, Robin. So that does have a tie-in, the song, into my memory. And unfortunately it's not the best of stories, but at least there's a significant event that really tied that song into my brain. It is a beautiful song. I'll give them credit for that. But as far as seeing the movie, not gonna happen. Who knows? But right now I'm saying no. So that's really going to be the scope of what's going on here. I might see if there is a trailer that I can edit in, if, you know, provided it's going to give a lot of audio commentary in the trailer. If not, then maybe I'll just do something with the song editing in here.
You walk out there and the music starts and you feel it. Body just moves. There's something inside of you that just clicks and you're gone. It's like you're somebody else for a while.
Her name is Alex. She works in a man's world. She dances in a world of her dreams. Flashdance. Dream comes true just one time. It can change your life for all time.
This has been interesting to do a review of a movie that I haven't seen before. And there's going to be more of these, so stay tuned. Hear me stumble through this these things. So this is me going to say goodbye for now. Remember to be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. Bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
Banzai!
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 All right, on the next episode, we are going to be tackling the rap music craze with the movie Crush Groove. Whose house? Run's house. Now, actually, I think DMC is in that movie, but to be continued. Check you later.